2CH 1170. This is Sunday Night Open Line with Dominic Steele.
Now, I don't know if you've caught the story during the week that Australian women are now going to be able to access medical abortions without having to visit a doctor or a pharmacist. It's a new telephone service that advocates say could improve access to pregnancy termination. I take it that the new group is essentially going to diagnose the woman's situation over the phone. I don't think it's a good thing. I think it's a really bad thing, actually. I know so many women who are racked with guilt, even decades later, over their actions in ending a little baby's life two or three decades earlier. And to be able to do it over the phone without even a conversation, it just strikes me as a crazy thing. Cara Gilbert is the Archdeacon for Women's Ministry in the Anglican Church in Sydney, and she's on the line. Good evening, Cara.
Hello there, Dominic.
What are your concerns about this?
Oh, Dominic, I think as you just were talking about, we need to care for women really, really well at this time of their life. Women come to have abortions for so many complex reasons, to understand their situation properly, to walk with them through this situation. Like you, I don't agree with abortions, but the fact that somebody is coming to this point in their life, making this decision, we have to care for them, I think, so well. And to do this via the phone, the medication is sent out by mail, there may be some follow-up, but it's not just in the immediate. It is, as you said, years and years later. How are we caring for women as they make this decision?
Some of the doctors that I've spoken to who've talk to women who've come to see them about getting an abortion, have described women coming in absolutely adamant that they wanted an abortion, and then two or three weeks later having changed their mind. And just that moment of pressing pause while you actually think through what it is you want to do seems to be, well, for those women, has been particularly key.
Absolutely. I don't think we can underestimate the value in just taking this very slowly. I was reading some material earlier in the week, and the deputy leader of the opposition, Tanya Plibersek, she even described this, saying abortions is one of the most difficult decisions women will ever make. And I think that's right. And if that is true, if it is one of the most difficult decisions, given, again, as I said, the complexity in which women will come to having an abortion, pressing pause, talking with them, going through the whole situation, I just don't think we need to rush this. We mustn't rush this. We mustn't suggest that the convenience of a phone call and, you know, the medication in the mail is the best way to care for women in this very, very difficult, highly emotive situation that they find themselves in.
You've talked to women over the years in these kind of situations?
I think, yeah, I mean, I've been involved in ministry among women for, you know, almost 20 years, and I think often it's true, isn't it? We make a decision, and at the time it seems the best solution for us, the best option for us. And years later, as you said, there can be guilt involved in what you've done. And I think in this circumstance, not just guilt in the decision that was taken, but perhaps now guilt in the way it was done, the process. Perhaps I didn't think about it clearly enough. Perhaps I didn't press pause for long enough. It just seemed such a urgent thing to have to do. And the way I did it, maybe even the guilt will come in the process as much as the action.
I'm just thinking, as you're referring to Tanya Plibersek saying, it's a difficult decision.
Well, she said one of the most difficult decisions a woman would ever make.
For myself, when I'm making a difficult decision, I think, how will I feel about this decision in 5 years' time? And I often use that as a little barometer. Do you know, will I, in 5 years' time, when I look back at this moment, will I think this was a good way to go?
Sure. Yeah. And the problem is, if you are facing a pregnancy that was unexpected, perhaps has come out of a traumatic situation, you, I take it, are not thinking at your clearest at that point. You are, you know, there are so many, as I said, so many complexities that go into making this decision in the first place.
Mm.
To then make it, just to make it more convenient, which is what is being promoted, I think doesn't in any way treat both the baby and the mother with the appropriate care that we ought.
Cara, thanks for talking to us tonight.
Thanks so much, Dominic.
Cara Gilbert's on the line there. She's the Archdeacon for Women's Ministry in the Sydney Anglican Church.